Hey, how y'all doing? God, we missed you. Just being around you, seeing you every day. It's great. What you got going today?
Huh?
All right, I'm ready.
A surprise in Minnesota as Adrian Peterson will be attending Vikings OTAs today.
But he simply missed football. He wanted to be back with his teammates.
It was great to see him back. You know, he's a guy that means a lot to this team. And so anytime you can get a guy like that back in the building, that's such a game changer. And see him out here working on the field, it's an awesome feeling.
Have a guy like that in the backfield, and you can just tell Teddy's confidence is better, and I think everybody around the team is excited to have him back.
We have high expectations for our team. Glad to have Adrian back. You know, Matt, Jarek, Joe, those guys have been doing a great job back there the past week, and you know, bringing Adrian back just adds more firepower to that backfield.
He brings that element to a football team. I think it just raises and elevates everybody's game.
You know, he brings a lot to us on the field, but also he brings another leader, a personality in the locker room that young guys gravitate to and can learn a lot from.
The way he practices, to the way he carries himself, you know, I mean, you can name a list of stuff that you can learn from Adrian.
So you're not seeing an aging process?
I think we all know if anybody's going to defy the aging process, it's going to be him. You know, he looks like he never left.
When they run plays, instead of blocking, I turn around and watch. And, like, I just was like, on one cut, I was like, man, he cut so fast. I told that to Harrison Smith, and Harrison just smiled. I mean, it was exciting.
Watching him for the first time he touched the ball on Tuesday, he looks like he's 24 years old. He hasn't lost a step.
You know, it's great to have Adrian back here working out with us again today. You know, he's been such a tremendous, tremendous part of this organization. I have the utmost of respect for him, always have. I've always supported him 100%, and I will continue to do so as long as he's with us. And hopefully that's for a long, long time.
This past year has been emotional for both parties involved. You know, I've learned a lot from my mistake. And I'm moving forward.
To have a talented running back with a talented quarterback and talented receivers and some good tight ends, I think that we can spread the field and it can be good for everyone.
To have the guys around me that we have out here, you know, with a Mike Wallace, with a Jarius Wright, Adrian Peterson, Cordarrelle Patterson, and then you have a guy like Teddy Bridgewater in his second year who's so much more comfortable and has really grabbed this offense as his.
It's exciting having Mike Wallace because he's a big play receiver, and he's proven that. CJ's picked up where he left off in December, and he's having a good spring. Jarius kind of gets lost in the middle of this thing because there's other names around, but he really played well in the second half of the season. So we have a strong group.
Yeah, it makes it fun for us to just go out there and have fun with each other and just go play the game we love. And with Teddy at quarterback, it makes it easier even on us. You know, we make it easy on him and he makes it easy on us. And we're having fun every day and getting better.
How's the defense been looking so far?
You know, I think we've improved. I think guys coming in systematically knowing what we're, you know, trying to accomplish and what we expect.
How is Wayne's looking? Are there any concerns with him?
He's doing good. You know, we're putting a lot on his plate by playing him inside at the nickel and playing him out at corner. So from that aspect of it, you know, it's a lot of different concepts that he's learning, asking him to do some things that he probably hasn't done, especially playing inside on the slot. So I think it's, you know, kind of run together for him a little bit, but he's been working and, you know, doing a good job of picking up what it is we're trying to teach. You know, everybody's been doing a good job, especially with, you know, Brian being out and missing, you know, some of these days here at the offseason with some of his injuries. We've got a good rotation going as far as different body types of guys that we can use at the position. Scott Crichton has made a big jump this year. He's doing a good job in there for us. I mean, he's going to outwork a lot of guys. That's his mindset. And I just think he feels a lot more comfortable with what we're asking him to do technique and fundamental-wise. Now he's able to break things down. And he's got good recall of what we're asking out of the position.
That's going over five. You think 517? 526. That's a nice shot. No, I don't yell, I teach.
Work on your tackling! Especially the offensive players, work on your tackling! Hands. Get off the block. Separate. Separate. Right there. Good, 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 good. I like that. Hey, X, great patience. You can't end it.
Okay, what'd you get there, 4-2?
4-1-9. That's better. There you go.
That was too much.
4-4-8. No more than that.
Might use the quiet. Today's going to be a great day, fellas. Let's go, teammates. Adam, how you doing?
Yes, Mike.
Yep.
You guys are running a six. All right, you guys running a six.
All right.
Hey, Mike, wide up, too, y'all.
Yeah, bro.
They edit it all out. Just the video, guys. It's good. You're going to give them good content, so they're laughing about it. You know what no fear is. Are you kidding me? You got to step your game up on the tight shirt game. No fear shirt might have been the greatest thing that ever happened. If you guys buy a no fear shirt, buy me one.
Here we go.
Ready? Nice clap, guys. Let's go now. Get lined up. Let's talk. I got you. I know, Harry.
Due to the weather, there was a slight change of plans today. We're out here at Falcon Heights Elementary School where the players have taken over the classrooms. Let's check it out.
Well, we have a saying in the NFL, always be ready to adjust, and we really had to adjust here today. So when the lightning hit, we already had players visiting the school, and the lightning kept on coming, so that was going to push us back 15 minutes, then another 30 minutes. And so we thought, you know what, why not improvise? Let's give the playgrounds for the kids. Why not just go over to the school and surprise them? They had a chance to meet Coach Zimmer and the entire roster. So we pulled it off, and I think it was a terrific event.
We were out there getting ready to do some mulch and paint and everything, but the weather unfortunately didn't cooperate. So we made a little bit of an audible and brought the whole team over here to the school. So it's great. Our guys are very excited to come and interact with the kids, and it gives us an opportunity to give back.
What special for the kids do you think it was to see those Viking players in their classroom?
Well, I remember when I was a little kid that a Viking came when I was in third grade, and I still think about that today, so I guess I kind of keep that in perspective. And it wasn't necessarily the star of the team, so I view any player on our team as a pretty special, talented athlete.
We're all going to huddle up like the Vikings do, and we're going to break the class down. Here we go. Can I come in right here?
Here we go.
One, two, three,
go!